Bridges now works with kids to talk about what she went through and how it applies to this country today, 53 years later. She spoke at Niagara University yesterday. It's part of traveling the country, talking of her experiences to young people who may know little or nothing about the civil rights era, but live in a time when some of the same issues circulate or grow. The speaker says the lessons of the past still apply. Bridges says she didn't realize how relevant to a time her five-year-old kindergartner image was, learning only when she was 19. From a reporter.
Showed me the Norman Rockwell painting, something that I'd really not seen before, and said, do you realize that this is you? And I have to say, up until that very moment, I thought what I did was something that just happened in my neighborhood.
She still lives in New Orleans. Bridges says she's optimistic that things will get better based on her experiences in the decades since her own experience in kindergarten. At the same time, the civil rights pioneer says young people have to be told the truth about what happened and not to have those days blocked out of history classes. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.